have stuck together through the years, and they mine it over here on the island.
The fort is
cut out of it. Right.
The Castillo de San Marcos is built of the coquina.
And what is tabby?
Tabby is oyster shell and lime mixed together. When you couldn't afford the coquina, and very few people could, the poor class of people used tabby. They used it ahead of course, I guess they used it even in the time of the first settlers here. They used tabby much, much earlier than they ever used. In fact, they used wood for years and years and years.
Oh, one term you mentioned, I was reading it earlier and I didn't understand what it was talking about. A brazier. What would you describe a brazier as being?
A brazier is like a pan, usually silver or...
A metal pan.
A metal
copper.
Of some kind.
Copper, brass.
And across the top of it is a metal... what do you call the thing?
Grate.
Grate, that's it.
And this was used, when would you say? It was placed on the floor?
It was usually placed on the floor, but it's always on a stand or little feet that would to warm. That's what it was before.
It's like a barbecue grill today.
Right. It was yesterday's barbecue grill, which came out there. Right, just like that. And you would never put it outside. You put it on the floor, whatever room you happen to have it in.
What would
you can go to the oldest house in the country now, the oldest house in the United States down on St. Francis Street. You can see one. One is there. Just go in and tell them what you're doing. Uh-huh. Go into Mrs. She runs the place. She's married to one of the men I'm telling you about, the oldest man in the country. And ask her if you can tell her you what you're doing, and ask her if you can see it, and go before 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I might, yeah.
And it's on St. Francis Street around the corner from Mr.
I'm going to be back another weekend anyways, uh-huh. And I'll be taking camera and I'll probably take some pictures of it, you know, to catalog, things like that. One thing also, the big piece of wood that it, with bark on it that you would burn in a fireplace, what would you call that?
Log of wood?
Uh-huh. There any other terms?
There is another, no it isn't a log, yeah there is a log, but there is something that they do. They make splinters out of the real...
Heart pine.
What is it?
Heart pine.
The fat yes. Wood.
Fat wood.
It's the kind they used to call it like chitlin. No, that's not
lighter
chitlin.
Wood.
What do they call it?
Yes, but lighter they call
wood.
It light wood.
Lighter
the
wood.
Menorcans used to call it
not like splinters, but
it sounded like chitlins.
Yeah.
That's what they used to call it. And they would, I remember my mother saying that my aunts would come over and pick up a few.
Chips.
Yeah, but they call it like chitlins, I think. It was a funny name they called it. They'd pick up a few, and they'd go and start their fires with it.
Right.
And
kindling is what they used to call
kindling.
It. Kindling.
Kindling. Kindling. Uh-huh, kindling. And they called it, but they called it chipling in the minority.
They just got their own words.
But it's
this
kindling.
Is how they
in Georgia, you call it
lighter wood.
Lighter wood and kindling. Any small piece of wood you start a fire with.
Did you ever hear of it referred to as lighter wood?
Yeah.
Light wood, yes.
Oh, I see. Did you ever hear of it referred to as lighter wood then? Lighter wood?
Lighter wood?
No.
Lighter wood is. Where it comes from is they use it to light the fires called lighter wood. I've got some in my house. I use it in my fireplace all the time.
Well, I'll explain to you later what he's basically trying to do. He's getting pronunciations from different areas of the country.
I call it lighter wood.
You ought to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
We're covering that. Yeah, lighter wood. Yeah. We're in the process of covering some of that.
You use lighter wood and then you use kindling and then a log.
Say it again.
Bing Park? I said, we were just in the process of also covering Georgia. We have other people in certain areas up there. You know, the terms, that's up.